Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
If this happens, it'll be the battle of the billionaires. In one corner, Mark Zuckerberg. In the other, Elon Musk. Let's get it on, Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk are talking about having a cage match. It all started because Meta, formerly known as Facebook, they're working on a new social media platform that one executive referred to as, quote, a sanely run alternative to Twitter. So Consequence.net reported that Elon saw some of the social media posts about it and decided, you know what? I, Elon Musk, am going to speak up. So he replied to one of the posts and said, I'm up for a cage match if Mark is. And then Mark replied, send me the location. Elon then suggested the prime location would be the Octagon in Vegas, which is where UFC fights go down. Mm-hmm. I know this sounds like a joke.
Yes, it does.
I know it sounds like a joke, but Verge.com got a spokesperson from Meta to directly tell them that Mark is actually down for a fight. He's willing to participate in it, which I know you're like, oh my gosh, nerds, this wouldn't be a good fight. Mark does jujitsu. Yeah. He like recently won a tournament.
Yeah, he does competitions and
does
stuff like
really?
That. He's kind of a badass. Yeah.
What?
Uh-huh.
Elon's got the size on him though, no?
That won't matter.
Yeah, it won't.
If he's got the training.
Yeah, I'd put all the money on Zuck on this one.
Yeah. you and him are so tight, you call him Zuck?
Zuck, yep.
That's my man, Zuck.
Just because you have a Facebook profile doesn't mean you get to call him Zuck.
You know, we're both Jewish and stuff, so we're part of the same family.
Got it.
Yeah, so Elon's going to have to start training because it sounds like Mark is actually down for it, which, you know what? I'd pay pretty good money to see this.
Oh, my God.
I'd pay to see it, too.
Oh, that'll never happen.
I'd pay good money just for another Twitter to come out. Like, I'd be interested to see what Mark comes up with.
That's like my least favorite social media platform. I am so not even engaged on that thing anymore. If you had to rank them, would that be the last for you?
No, Facebook. People are so nasty on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't even go on that one
Facebook
anymore.
Last for me, too. Yeah.
Facebook and Twitter. So really, these two are just fighting it out with the worst social media platforms on their backs. Okay, Maya Hawke, her story about losing her virginity ended with the most profound quote about growing up. So Maya Hawke, she plays Robin in Stranger Things. She's the daughter of Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman. And she was recently on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. And she was asked about when she got in the most trouble as a kid. And she said it all had to do with a lie she told her dad. How am I supposed to have secrets if I'm not allowed to tell lies?
That is some really back-ass teen thinking.
Yeah, it is.
My response as a parent would be, you're not allowed to have secrets.
Wow. Right.
Not when you're underage.
Damn.
Yeah, no. So I can imagine her therapist was like, yeah, keep me out of this one, please.
When you said that, I pictured myself as that woman in that meme or that gif and where like she's sitting there and all the math equations are going around her head. Like after hearing like a comment like that, you're just like, how the hell are you supposed to respond to that as a parent?
Right.
By kicking you out. I would have been out the house.
There's that. Okay, The Voice has decided they want to double team some of their contestants. So the NBC singing competition is gearing up for its first season without Blake Shelton, and they've got some big surprises in store. And one of the surprises is that they are now going to have so you know how they have those, like every coach has a chair. They're facing away. When they hear a voice that they like, they press the button, they turn around. It's like, boom, I want to be your coach. Well, they're going to introduce a new chair that has two chairs on one platform. So it's like two coaches per team.
and they're going to introduce it. So it's like they haven't announced who these coaches are going to be yet, but whoever they are, you'll get to have two coaches if they choose you.
So both have, I'm a little confused. Why do I care? Never mind.
No.
I don't watch the show.
Are you saying you don't care about my e-bus?
No, it's not your e-bus. I don't watch the show, so I don't know why I'm asking questions.
It could be huge. What if it's like a big celeb that you love? So team up with someone else.
What I would have preferred is if they still had one chair, but the other celeb had to sit in the other celeb's lap. So both of them are sitting in a chair. They're the dual coaches, but still one chair.
I don't get it. I think I got questions about the format. So there's so both on the same coaching team have to turn around in order for you to be on their team?
So all these chairs are on this circular platform so it can spin around and be like, surprise, I want to be your coach. So it'll be two chairs on one platform, but there will be one button to turn that platform around.
So they both don't have chairs? To hit the button. Just the one person has to hit a button, then both the chairs are turning around.
So they might fight like going like, oh, no, no. I don't want to I don't want to turn our chair around. And somebody's already done it.
Yes. Yeah, they need to have a veto button. So it's just like,
they're going to wear one of those get along t-shirts, that giant white shirt where they both have to be inside of it. Yeah. One gets one side and the other gets the other.
Oh, God. For more stories, head to theburtshow.com. Click eBuzz.
Hey, The Burt Show.